Techno Progressivo. You are listening to Techno Progressivo on 101.9 CITR in Vancouver.
Okay, welcome to Techno Progressivo. I'm DJ Waugh. You are listening to 101.9 CITR here in Vancouver. It's been a big year, for the show, I've got another one tonight here for guest mixes. Sorry, on the show, I've got another guest mix tonight from Canadian, or guest interview tonight from Canadian techno and trance producer Saad Ayoub. Plenty of music to hear, and I'll get to that shortly. But first up is my track of the year. Normally it's track of the week, but this one we're starting for the big dog for the entire year. This one was actually in my last interview show with tech house legend Mark Knight. It's a newer track from him. This is one that I absolutely cannot get enough of, especially the piano drop halfway through. This is Mark Knight versus Mr. Roy. Enjoy this, and I will be back in a bit. We'll be right back. Okay, an absolute bomb of a track by a guy that just does nothing but turn out gold. So worthy of the prestigious Techno Progressivo Track of the Year Award. Okay, on to the feature for tonight's show. It's my interview with Saad Ayoub. He's a Canadian techno and trance producer based out of Toronto. Full track list for the interview is on Techno Progressivo's Facebook page, along with a collection of Saad Ayoub web links. Enjoy the show, or enjoy this first half of the interview, and I will be back in a little bit. So this is DJ Wah speaking to Saad Ayoub, a DJ and producer from Toronto. He's collaborated with a who's who of the trance music scene, Paul Van Dyke, Ferry Corsten, and Jaron, just to name a few. He's been released on Black Hole Recordings, Vandit, Armada, and his own VRTN label. He's also a two-time winner of State of Trance's Track of the Week and a three-time winner of Corsten's Countdown Track. So he was recently also featured in DJ Meg's Bubblin' section and has been tipped as one to watch for. So it's my pleasure to be speaking to him. This is Saad Ayoub. So to begin with, what drew you towards electronic music?
The first thing actually that drew me into the music scene is basically my love for different style of music. I come from the cassette player days, so okay. I discovered lots of electronic music through a lot of cassettes my brother used to buy back in the days. So,
how would you define your sound?
Well, currently, at this point, my sound is very melodic, but also groovier and darker side of techno. I'm kind of transitioning over from the trance side into more, a bit deeper into the journey of techno world, which initially when I started as a DJ was into techno. So now I'm kind of like going back to my roots, but with a different take on it.
Did you have any early musical training or training as a child that helped you out as you started producing your own electronic music?
Not at all, actually. I actually got self-taught myself with everything. So when I first started, I actually started as a promoter when I was 17, 18, back home in Bangladesh.
Okay.
And from there, saw the craft of art and the arts of DJing, and I fell in love right away. And it kind of like organically moved over to start as a DJ back in Bangladesh first. And then from there, once I moved back here in Canada about 11 years ago, definitely wanted to take it to the next level. And that was when I started learning how to produce, and it just took it from there.
Stop. So how big is the scene in Bangladesh?
Yeah, so the scene in Bangladesh is actually growing back again. It used to be really big how the 90s scene used to be. It kind of grew for, I would say, till 2000, 2001, and then it kind of took a dip, went back into the whole hip-hop scene. But now it's actually getting better. I would say better than ever before in terms of underground and the music that we really listen to. For example, Nora and Pure was there just a couple of months ago. Also, Diplo, I think, played a couple of months ago or a year back as well. So the scene is definitely thriving there, as I must say.
So that's the next question, I guess. How receptive is the club scene in Toronto to trance or techno music?
Well, trance scene, I would say it really took a dip. I'm going to be very honest with you on that one. It used to be one of the biggest scene in the entire world, especially when I first moved in. The biggest reason for me to switching from techno or house to trance to take it to the next level was because the scene was how thriving it was. Even for like a small show, or like my first ever debut show, actually was back in 2013 at this club called Toika. It used to be here in Toronto, and it used to be packed for any shows that you would throw in. But eventually a lot of clubs got shut down in Toronto, and the scene kind of took a dip in terms of trance. I feel like the audience kind of went through the cycle right now. And techno, it's completely the opposite. It actually was a bit more underground back in the days, or like 5, 6, or 7 years ago. Now it's pushing back as one of the mainstream genre right now in Toronto, so it's pretty much thriving.
Do you have a night and an event there?
Yeah, so in Toronto, I just played two or three. I normally play like about two or three shows a year now. Before, I used to be resident for one of the clubs. It used to be called Maison, but that got shut down. Then ever since then, I kind of started to get branching into international gigs and stuff too. So I wanted to keep it very exclusive for the market as well. So I do about three shows a year. I played Dreams Festival. It used to be called Digital Dreams as well. Played that as well back in 2014. Then Dreams on 2017 as well. This year, I played my own shows, and also with Coda. It's one of the clubs here in Toronto that is focused mainly towards techno.
Okay.
And my own brands that I'm kind of starting to build up with a couple of my friends called Octave, which basically focuses on a bit more the vibe as a focus rather than who the DJ is playing.
Okay.
And we did that here in Center Island in Toronto Island.
When you were younger, when did you realize that this could be more than just a hobby and you actually could make a legitimate career out of it?
I would say once I started making a move here in Canada, first thing, I wanted to kind of establish myself as a DJ, right? And then from there, it kind of organically just kept building on itself. So I would say once Armin picked up my mashup that I sent out one time and he played on State of Trance, which became the future favorite the week after. And then from that, it became a bootleg, and that Armada decided to release because how big it became. That kind of gave me an indication that, you know what, I should maybe take it a bit seriously and start venturing into this world and it just blew up from there.
When you're DJing, what's the equipment setup that you use and why?
Okay, so, well, I started with CDJs, then I switched over to Ableton for a bit, but now back into CDJs. So I normally prefer four decks, CDJ Nexus 2 and DJM Nexus 2. And I also recently added a bit of a live elements to it. So I have that RMX that I use to do some drum beats and also some a lot of effects on the fly.
How much planning do you do in advance of a set?
It totally depends on the show. So, for example, if it's a festival set, I would make a planning based on like for a week or two. If it's a club shows, for example, I played at Coda about four-hour sets, or even in Los Angeles a couple of weeks ago, played about a six-hour set. Those ones, I just know the first track and the last track.
Okay.
Everything in between is basically based on crowd's energy.
And with the tracks in between, are you sort of playing them back-to-back, or are you really doing a lot of on-the-fly editing as you go through?
A lot of on-the-fly editing. I guess the opportunity I have four decks to actually play around with four decks at the same time. But also I make a lot of planning in terms of like making bootlegs or mashups for that particular show.
When you're producing, which DAW do you produce with?
Currently, I'm actually always been user of Ableton when I first started to learn to produce music, but then I switched over to Logic. Now, currently, I'm actually using both at the same time. So Logic actually has a rewire capability of Ableton. So when you have the Logic open and then you have the Ableton, you can actually do a lot of sampling and editing on Ableton and then just drag and drop on Logic while you're working on it. Okay. So I would say Logic as my main, and then Ableton on the side.
So within both those programs, do you like to use the VSTs that they come with, or do you have a lot of other VSTs that you like to add?
I am actually heavily invested on Plugin Alliance. Plugin Alliance, pretty much almost every other plugin that comes out on Plugin Alliance, I pretty much have it or purchased it. In terms of synthesizer or soft synths, I'm a very avid supporter of soft synths. Currently, my go-to is all the Arturia bundle. Okay. Basically, SM-V2, Moog V3, and JP-8 or Arturia, the Matrix, all that.
Do you use any outboard gear or just mostly BST stuff?
And right now, it's always been all the most... soft synths or VSTs, but right now I'm looking into getting a Roland.
Okay.
Which either the old school one, which would be the 909, or the new one, which is the TR-8. So either one of that would be my next purchase, just to make it a life a bit easier.
this.
Are you ever starved for inspiration, or does producing come quite easily to you?
It's always been a struggle. When I first started, first 4 or 5 years, I guess right now I'm on my sixth or seventh year as a producer, feeling a quite bit confident when it comes to producing. It all comes down to how you're inspired or what your current state of mind is. Try to telling a story on each and every single track that I produce or released is always been about a story of either of my life or someone or some topic. So it really depends on the topic that I'm actually going to be working on a music with. So situational, I would say, like if it's an inspiration, because I would not just come in and sit down in my studio and be like, okay, yeah, I'm gonna make a hit track. It's more just I would sit down and just kind of play around either with the keyboard, or I would start make a drum groove and just build around it. So
when you first got into production, what were some of the biggest challenges you faced?
Well, the biggest challenge in a professional level was to actually making sure that your mix down was to the point where other DJs or A-level DJs would be willing to listen to your track when you send it to them. So the mix down was the biggest challenge. And I feel like any beginners, if they ask me for advice, would be to make sure you work on one track to make sure it sounds very professional to the point that anyone would give you a feedback, even if they don't play it on the radio or their set, but at least they will give you a feedback because at least they would know that your quality is there.
Okay.
So that has been my biggest struggle, I guess I would say, for at least 3-4 years until I kind of overcame it. And a lot of colleagues helped me out throughout the process, asking them questions and whatnot.
We'll be right back. Discorder, that free magazine from CITR, has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke you every day. Pick up a copy around Vancouver or fuck with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
Bah, humbug. A modern adaptation of A Christmas Carol celebrates the downtown Eastside community in its 10th annual and final season. It's the perfect family holiday treat, filled with rock, blues, and Christmas carols. Plus, enjoy live music from a youth choir. Opens December 5th at SFU Woodwards, located at 149 West Hastings Street. For tickets and details, visit sfuwoodwards.ca.
You are listening to Techno Progressivo. I'm DJ Wah, and this is the 2019 year-end show. You've just heard the first half of the Saad Ayoub interview, and now let's move on to the second half. Full track list is on Techno Progressivo's Facebook page, along with a large collection of Saad Ayoub weblings. So enjoy this.
Which do you feel more passionate about, DJing or producing, and why?
It's a half and a half, but I lean on a lot more on DJing. Because that's how I started first, and then production came in because how the industry is now. I mean, if the industry was such a say that DJing just makes a career out of it, I probably would have been a DJ full-time.
Yeah.
But now that it goes hand-in-hand with production and DJing, I mean, I have very good love for producing music now, too, because I get to tell stories about each and every single track. Versus, you know, just playing other people's tracks.
You recently started your own label, VRTN. What is the musical policy of the label, and what are your hopes for the label going forward?
Great question, thank you. So, I mean, VRTN actually came into being as a project that I wanted to test it out, because as a producer, I've been in the scene for, I was 2014 till now, about 5 years as a producer, and there's always been a question that, would you ever have your own label? And every single time my answer was no, until this year, where I kind of started to transition into techno world, and any tracks that I was producing was not fitting a lot of the trance label that I was very comfortable releasing with, or even if they were willing to release those tracks, it wasn't doing the right, judgment based on that track, because the audience is completely different than what I was trying to produce. So that's where my idea of releasing my own label came into being. I mean, VRTN was already a brand that I established as my radio show. I used to have it called Trance before, then it got rebranded as VRTN because I was playing a mix of everything at that point, which was trance, techno, sometimes even house. Okay. Or tech house. It wasn't just fair to my audience to say, oh, it's trance, and I was producing, or I was making mix of like techno and house. So for that reason, that brand came in, and it was kind of like an organic process when I decided, you know what, I'm gonna start a label, but it won't be for anyone to send me demos, for just my own tracks to be released to showcase. Because I felt a bit confident at that point earlier this year, is where I knew that my audience would listen to whatever I produce, doesn't matter which label it was released on. Mm-hmm. And that's where VRTN came into being. Even though I never set up any social media accounts for the label or anything until like last week.
Okay.
Because I was like, you know what, I'm just going to use my own social media to kind of promote this. It won't be focused on the label brand, but rather just my own music. And it did extremely well for the first three releases, followed up to my latest release, which is the 4-track EP called Shelter. And it's been absolutely great reaction, including it charted well as well on Beatport.
present and the future and the future and the future and the future and the future.
Okay, over the past year, you have played events in Amsterdam, LA, Ibiza. You also mentioned Toronto as well, just to name a few. Looking back, are there any countries or specific clubs that you've absolutely loved to play at or are excited to play at over the next few months?
Yeah, thank you for that question, actually. I really love playing in LA. It was a very different style of event that I just got invited to by actually one of my biggest fans, who is now turning into a promoter there in LA as well. The difference between playing in LA and any other shows was that it's very underground. The venue is not announced. You have a password to get into club or the venue. And it was a great venue in downtown LA that people don't know of, but you go in there and it's just a great time with like-minded people who love to listen to techno or melodic techno. So that was a great event. So I'm really looking forward to go back there again sometime soon. And also we are in talks with a couple of other cities that I haven't played yet, including Mexico, which most likely going to be a debut show coming up soon.
Have you ever had a gig go horribly wrong?
Yeah, that's actually a good question. I mean, to the point, yes, there has been times where there have been like some really rough times, either people were started fighting, and then we had to shut down the show because police showed up. But those are like really early days of my DJing when it wasn't like, you know, international level, but more local level back in Bangladesh. But one of the most funniest moments was actually why I actually switched from Ableton and Traktor as my instrument to like perform with a laptop to CDJs, is because one of my very first show here in Canada, in Toronto, was actually for Humber College, which was a Frosh week. And I was using one of those audio card with my laptop, and the MC just jumped on the stage. And that what happened is my entire laptop just froze because of it. And there's 4,000 people, and I had to restart the computer for like 5 minutes.
Oh, no.
So that was the most embarrassing moment, I would say, I guess. And it happened. I mean, I guess it was a Frosh week, so it wasn't a big deal in that sense, as my name wasn't that known. But ever since then, that was my, like, you know, my decision made that I'm going to go back to CDJs, so that's very dependable.
Okay, can you name one or two labels that you have been happy, that you are happy to have been released on, and why?
Yeah, thank you for that question. The first question would be actually, I mean, first label would be actually, I would say I want to give a big thanks to Armin for sure for who I am today, because he played a big role on it. He's the one who first discovered me as an artist. So Armada, I actually had a great time with them. And then after that, also releasing with Flashover has been great, because that kind of opened the door of me collaboration with Paul Van Dyke, or also with Ferry Corsten, as him being the label owner as well. And now I'm actually working a lot with Vandit, which is Paul Van Dyke's label. That's been doing extremely well because of that. I got to play in Ibiza, I got to play in Amsterdam, and anywhere else that's coming up soon as well, because we're actually working on a couple of more projects.
So I guess I can probably guess an answer to this, but can you name one or two producers or DJs whom you really admire and why?
Currently, it would be a bit different answer to that actually than before if you asked me like a couple of months ago. If I was a trance producer now, I would have said definitely my colleagues like Ferry Corsten and Paul Van Dyk. Right now, I'm actually really focused on techno world, and my favorite producers are a couple of them. One of them is Weba. I don't know if you know him. Yep. He's from Drum Code. Brazilian, and his wife actually, which is Anna. Anna is one of the DJ right
oh,
now.
Oh, is that his that wife? She's,
yes,
I did not know that.
Husband and wife. Yeah, wow. And they're a very nice person. I actually met them when they were here in Toronto. They're both killing it. They're bringing something different to the table of techno world that actually changed the techno scene quite a bit in the last couple of years. So those two, and first time actually seeing Carl Cox while I was in Amsterdam a couple of weeks ago for the ADE. And yeah, well, you definitely live up to seeing Carl Cox live. That was absolutely an exhilarating experience. I don't think I would ever be able to relive that one again, but hopefully something in a different venue again one time. But Carl Cox, definitely. As a producer, Enrico Sangiuliano is mental when it comes to producing. So him and a couple of more drum code artists, such as Weska, which is one of my colleagues, and Shelly, they're actually doing great as well.
This is probably a tough one to say, but to date, what is the best production you have done?
That is definitely a tough question to actually ask. When it comes to producing, I actually see every single production of mine in a very different angle, I guess, or maybe not in a very common angle for other producers' perspective. The way I actually write music is I try to tell stories based on my current state of mind, current state of life or situation or person. So whatever I've produced so far, every single one has its own story and it's all relatable based on that timeline. So every single track that I've produced has something or some meaning to it. So I can't really pinpoint one track that I'm very proud of. But when it comes to like, you know, our very successful moments in my life in terms of producing music, definitely Synchronicity with Ferry Corsten put me where I am today. Also, Paul Van Dyk's collaboration, Future Memories, that came out last year, also put me in the next level as well. And there's a couple of more future projects with him that's coming up as a collab as well, even though it's trance, but those are my last couple of trance that I did before I made the transition over. So those are going to be a big one that I'm very proud of as well. And my very first vocal track that I did with Jennifer Renee back with Armin's first label, Who's Afraid of 138. That actually has a lot of meaning to it as well.
What is your vision for the future of yourself production-wise and also in DJing?
Thank you. That's a great question. Actually, I am working towards an album. Not sure if it's going to be next year or a year after, but that's definitely in the horizon now. It's a very different concept than usual album you see, but it's going to be on the sides of melodic techno and techno for sure. Also working on a couple of projects with trance labels, but they're getting into a different ventures that I can't really say too much right now. But yeah, that's something that's in the horizon as well. And I actually might be relocating in Europe sometimes next year as well with how everything is going, especially with all the shows. So most likely looking into moving to Berlin and probably for some shows in the summer as well as for my productions.
What's appealing about Berlin? I'm just curious.
Okay, so, well, I actually been to Berlin 4 or 5 times now. It's the music scene. It's absolutely different and life-changing experience. I highly recommend to anyone who goes to Berlin to experience the nightlife there at least for 5-6 days from Monday till like Saturday or next Monday. You will experience completely different types of vibe there, and it's beautiful. The food is great. The people is great as well. And yeah, and it's kind of cheap to live there as well versus Toronto. So why not?
Okay. Last question here. Is there anything release-wise or gig-wise that you'd like to promote right now?
Yeah, so actually I just finished a track. It's called Heart Attack. It's actually going to be coming out on my own label called VRTN. I haven't fixed the date yet, but most likely it would be my last release for this year. And then I have a couple of collaborations that I mentioned earlier. That's going to be out sometime first leg of 2020. One would be with Paul Van Dyke.
We have this kind of conversation. We've been on the outs with love, so we find us in this situation.
Okay, this has been Saad Ayoob. A selection of Saad Ayoob tracks can be found on Beatport, Juno Download, TrackSource, iTunes, and Spotify. Full list of Saad Ayoob and related web links can also be found on the Techno Progressivo Facebook page. So thanks a lot for doing this.
Transcendence. Transcendence. I call it transcendence.
Psytrance, hard trance, epic trance, acid trance, deep trance, hard dance, breakbeat. Every Sunday at 10 p.m. to midnight. Hosted by DJ Smiley Mike and DJ Caddyshack.
Okay, we are all done for another episode of Techno Progressivo. It's been a goodie. Mark Knight's track of the year and an amazing interview with Saad Ayoub. A lot of amazing techno and trance sounds there, and he's definitely a guy to watch for. So if you enjoyed the interview and his tracks, check out the Techno Progressivo Facebook page for full track list and collection of Saad Ayoub web links. Also, if you enjoyed the show and want to check it out again, you can do so in podcast form, pardon me, either at iTunes or at CITR.ca. Up next is Transcendence with Smiley Mike coming at you with 2 hours of trance music. I'm all done and ready to sign off, but before I do, let's do as we always do, set the controls for the time machine for this week's track from the past. And this one, we're going to go back 12 years in time to 2007 for a track from English producer Yosef. This one is called My Own Best Myself. Enjoy this, have a nice holiday season, and I will see you next year.